A Montana federal court order vacating certain water crossing permits for oil and gas pipelines will stand for now. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied a request from the Trump administration, TC Energy, and other energy companies to lift the judge's order pending appeal. An attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council says that ruling effectively halts Keystone XL pipeline construction. The Keystone XL pipeline is routed to cross around 700 bodies of water in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Federal Judge Brian Morris ruled in April that a fast-track permit used by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not adequately consider endangered species and their habitat. Judge Morris then invalidated Nationwide Permit 12 for oil and gas pipelines. The Trump administration and energy companies immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit and asked the appeals court to lift the ruling. That request has been denied. Attorney Anthony Swift is director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Canada Project.
Unless there's a court decision reversing the Ninth Circuit, you know, the Keystone pipeline, for the most part, it's in limbo.
Swift says TC Energy could apply for a more stringent Corps of Engineers permit under the Clean Water Act, but that is a transparent process that takes time and requires consultation and public input. He says the pipeline ostensibly could still be built where it doesn't cross water, but it's not likely.
And from a practical perspective, you know, it would be very difficult to move forward with construction on 700 segments without those clean water permits.
The Montana judge is also considering challenges to the legality of the 2019 presidential permit that allowed the pipeline to cross the U.S.-Canada border. Swift notes that TC Energy has already built that 1.2-mile segment, but it's meaningless without approval to construct the rest of the pipeline.
That part of the project is really a symbolic bit of construction from TC Energy.
The water permits remain vacated while the case moves through the Ninth Circuit, which has scheduled the filing of briefs until late September. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.